following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there! Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays!
Hi, everybody.
What's up? Welcome to Jeff's Day.
Yes, this is the day that we do Wilson Wednesday, and typically my wife would be with me, or my kids.
Not your wife.
But these are not my wife or my kids. No. But they are my friends, and they are part of my family, both here at Refuge and Eternal Family.
Yeah.
And we were talking yesterday in our pastor's meeting, and there was a topic that came up about the messiness of fellowship, of hanging out, of the messiness of family. And so we thought we would talk about that topic today. And one of the, I guess we'll just start here, is one of the things that we find within the church family, which I think is relatable because I think it's in all of our families, is that when we relate with each other, at times it can be messy. That oftentimes we can have conflict, or we can say something that we didn't mean, or we receive something that they didn't mean, and things can get messy from there. And in fact, the closer that oftentimes we get to each other, the messier it can be in that regard as well.
Yeah.
Your experiences?
Yep, totally agree. I think I brought this picture because it was in my office, and it's a picture of me and my family, and it says, "Love is messy." And there was a day when we actually covered each other with a whole bunch of paint. It was like a sporadic paint fight in our backyard. And I love the picture because it's fun, but it is messy, and it reminds me of my family. And, you know, when we think about family and being close to each other, you're probably closest with the people in your family because they know everything about you that is great and wonderful, and they know everything about you that is not so great and wonderful, but yet you're still in relationship with each other. And I think that as family members in the family of God, as we grow closer to each other in different ways, we have to really think of ourselves in that way of being a family where we are going to see the messiness within each other. But that doesn't mean that all of a sudden, you know, we can just break fellowship, or we can't be with people anymore. We got to work through those problems. We got to get closer together. So
I think we were talking to on a couple days ago, and we were talking about that some of the best ministry that we see happens in the messiness of life. And it's not, ministry or people, right? It's not a machine. It's not like you just put in these different equations and it's always going to come out the same. It's people, and there's emotions, and there's history, and there's baggage, and there's all these different things to work through. But as we look at the gospel and as we see through the gospel, Jesus enters into the mess constantly. I mean, that was his entire ministry, right? He came here and it was messy. It was difficult. And he sat with people and he went, you know, and sat down in some really difficult situations, but was willing to lead in love there. And I think that's where really good ministry happens.
And the other thing we brought up in that conversation was that oftentimes the church experience for someone could be, I go to church on Sunday, I just go in and I get out as soon as I can. I get the word, I get my worship on, I have a good time with the Lord, an intimate time with the Lord. And that, I think, can genuinely happen. And I think, great, I'm glad that person comes and they receive something from the word. But they could also say, but I don't really like to dive in too much to church because I've been hurt in the church before. It got too messy for me. Or I don't like to dive in too much because, you know, I don't like people as much as other. These people like people. I don't really like people that, you know, whatever that looks like. But then I think what we're missing out on is that concept that I think Dave just hit on too, which was Jesus dives into those messy situations. And in fact, I think we are called, and we actually are in need of that to build relationship even amidst the mess.
Yeah, it's about being community, you know, in community and in family. And you bring up a good point. You know, in order to be in community with people, you don't have to necessarily like people.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot about people that's not really fun to like.
People are messy.
People are messy.
That's right? The thing. We all are.
You do have to look to the Lord and learn how to love people, though, no matter what. And you got to be really careful that you engage with people and don't become too isolated. You know, nobody's perfect, and it's you got to extend grace to people in areas where maybe they frustrate you, or maybe you have been hurt by the church, or you've been a part of something that's been messy. But you got to extend grace to people, and you have to understand that, hey, you know what? Nobody has it together. None of us is perfect. And as many people that maybe have offended you in some ways, there's probably been a good amount of people that you have offended as well,
right,
that grace has been extended to you. So we need to remember that.
And I think if you look at this last year, or I keep saying last year, we're already in 2021. So the last COVID season, there was a lot of messiness in the church. That non-church people, but also I think church people, could very much be put off by and say, well, it just got too messy, you know, to use a different frame, but it got too messy for me. Like, I saw people saying things and doing things that were unbecoming of what I believe should happen within the church. And that's a fair point. I think that's totally legitimate. You can feel that way. But I think the next step isn't, well, I'm going to disassociate myself with a church or the church.
Right.
Instead, I'm going to wade into that messiness. And if I need to go to a brother or sister in the Lord because I said something, or maybe I need to go to them because I feel like maybe I either misunderstood them, or maybe I understood them to disagree with them, but I want to have a conversation with them. And that could be really messy. But we don't avoid those messes.
Right. And I got to say, too, it's clearly easier to do that, right? I mean, it's that, and that's why I think
totally
we see so many people that don't want to enter in to the mess, because it's easy. And there's actually even a part where it feels natural to not enter into that
totally
at all. You know, because again, the messiness is where it is difficult. And I almost think God has instituted it that way as well, because you have this idea of this feels unnatural. Like, I want to disassociate. I want to bounce. I want to leave. But bringing, or I should say, entering into the mess, since we're using that term right now, has us be at a place where we are constantly needing to rely upon Jesus always, right?
Yes,
because
yes,
it's something that maybe, for me speaking personally, I don't like doing that. My thing usually is like, this is difficult. I want to do something else that's a little bit easier. And so it keeps me in a place of, God, I need you. And Lord, help me if it's this individual, if it's this situation, give me your eyes. I think you were talking about this. Also understanding that we are the difficult people as well for other people. And that's sobering, and
yeah,
it's humbling, yeah, to understand that. But I think it keeps you in a place of reliance too whenever we enter into that.
Yeah. I always love to think of it like this too, is, you know, as pastors, there can be this perception that those are the guys who do the ministry, and this is a constant just subject that's brought up in perspective that when you're in a vocational ministry, like you're paid by a church to be a pastor, you want to bring it up and make sure that, you know, it's the community of God. It's all of them. It's all of God's children, the whole house of God, the whole family of God that's responsible for doing the ministry and the work of the ministry. We're just here to help equip people. But ministry, by the nature of what it is, it's janitorial in a lot of ways. It's cleaning up the mess. It's reorganizing. It's reorienting things. It's setting things straight. And if you're doing life and you just constantly try to avoid messes, sometimes, you know, it's good. You may want to question exactly how much ministry are you doing out there? Because that is the whole nature of what it is that we do as believers, is we jump into the darkness, into the mess, and we help bring the light of God's word, and let the water of his word wash it, clean it, and make it new. So
yeah, and I would just say that I think that's then kind of where we'll close, is I think that's the important, there's value to entering into the mess. If somebody was watching and saying, just as you guys were talking, I brought up some things that are messy, that I think I maybe need to deal with. And the question then would be, well, what's the problem? Why would I let it get messy? It's easier for me just to stay away and maybe even isolate myself, or just not go to that church, or just not talk to those people. That seems to be the easier thing for me to do. Why, Jeff or Jonathan or Dave, would I enter into the mess? And I think, Dave, you hit it. It's the redemptive value of what God wants to do in that mess. And we see Jesus not running from people when he thought it was messy. He goes actually towards those people and speaks words of life and redemption and God's love into that, and with the right appropriate heart. And so I think we enter into mess regardless of our vocation, because God wants to use it to redeem the situation, redeem those people, redeem your heart and my heart. So he's healing all the time and mending that. And so I would encourage you, if you feel like there's some form of mess in my life with another person or with a church, I need to work through those things and not just run from them on a continual basis.
Yeah.
Let me pray. Lord, thanks for this time on Wilson Wednesday with these guys. And I know that we have, not just in this last year, but we've walked through a lot of messes. And Lord, we are so encouraged by the way that you have moved us and matured us and growed us. Not to perfection, for sure. But Lord, desiring to see messes be made whole again. And for you, to work inside those messes. Would you let that be true of Refuge as a church? Lord, help us to be people who don't run and isolate, but instead move towards and with your heart and with your eyes, Lord, enter into those messes for redemption's sake. Lord, thank you for the blessing of your Spirit living within us that informs us and guides us and directs us even amidst the mess. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life